On the day Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives in Israel, fighting on the West Bank has subsided significantly. The Israeli army did move troops into two additional West Bank towns overnight without resistance. In the most fiercely contested cities, Nablus and Jenin, the worst of the clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen appear to be over. Dozens more of the gunmen surrendered today in the Jenin refugee camp after others gave themselves up yesterday. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It was before dawn that Israeli tanks moved into Bir Zeit, a Palestinian village in the center of the West Bank, just north of Ramallah, and into Dahariya, a village in the south of the territory. Troops occupied the Palestinian police station in Bir Zeit and were conducting house-to-house searches. No fighting has been reported there. At the same time, the Israeli army said it has withdrawn from 24 villages on the West Bank. Most of those places have not seen serious fighting. But Israeli troops still control the main Palestinian population centers, Nablus, Jenin, Ramallah, and most of Bethlehem. In Nablus, dozens of Palestinian men have surrendered over the last 2 days, but it is not clear how many among them are members of the militias. Until yesterday, the Israeli army controlled the densely populated old quarter of town known as the Kasbah, but by today the army withdrew to its outskirts. The Kasbah is heavily booby-trapped. Pipe bombs and electrical wires were laid throughout the quarter, and Israeli troops are fearful that searches there could lead to another explosion like the one that killed 14 Israeli soldiers inside the Jenin refugee camp 2 days ago. The Israeli bombardment of the Jenin refugee camp has been halted for the moment. Many of the gunmen inside the camp have surrendered, but it is believed many more have either been killed or are in hiding. The Palestinians were also running out of ammunition in Jenin. It is not known how many people have died there, but it is believed the death toll is high, especially among civilians. The Israeli army bombarded the camp heavily using tanks and helicopter gunships. Hundreds of Palestinian men were detained for questioning by the Israeli army during the battle, and they have told of near total destruction in parts of the camp. Secretary of State Powell arrives in Jerusalem tonight after 4 days of talks with Arab leaders and others in Morocco, Madrid, and Amman, Jordan. He has a very difficult task in front of him. Yesterday, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon defied repeated calls from President Bush to pull out of the Palestinian territories. "We are in the middle of a battle," Sharon told Israeli soldiers stationed near Jenin. "We are not going to stay here, but we have to accomplish our mission," Sharon added. Sharon has said that mission is the destruction of the Palestinian capability to carry out suicide bombings and guerrilla attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. The Israeli army says it has arrested many of those responsible for the attacks, seized thousands of weapons, and uncovered dozens of bomb factories. But yesterday's suicide bus bombing near Haifa in northern Israel, in which 8 were killed, demonstrated that the Palestinians have not been deprived of their capacity to mount such attacks. Hamas claimed responsibility, saying the attacker came from the Jenin refugee camp. The bus driver said the attacker was wearing an Israeli army uniform. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.